The issuance of a second continuing resolution is expected to delay the Space Force's absorption of military satellite communications units. Lawmakers are looking to announce a new stopgap bill as the continuing resolution issued on September 30 is set to expire on Friday. The second CR will extend the funding deadline to the end of January 2022. According to Lieutenant General B. Chance Saltzman, the Space Force's Deputy Chief of Space Operations for Operations, Cyber and Nuclear, the inter-service transfers should begin in the coming months upon the signing of the Fiscal Year 2022 Defense Appropriation Bill, FCW reported Tuesday. The transfers, which were originally scheduled for October 1, include nearly 700 uniformed personnel from the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. Some of the units making the jump to the Space Force are the 53rd Signal Battalion units, which currently operate within the Army Satellite Operations Brigade and Navy Satellite Operations Center organizations. Saltzman told attendees at a virtual Mitchell Institute event that the groundwork to integrate new personnel has been accomplished. Once the transfers start, the requisite budget and appropriations will be dealt with. The move will give the Space Force enterprise-level control of all the military SATCOM units, which Saltzman said is a first for the country. That means the nascent service will be responsible for wideband, protected and narrowband SATCOM, he added.